Hi, I am Morningstar Galley, one of the producers for KPFA's 2022 Indigenous Peoples Day special. Here is an interview with Assemblyman James Ramos on the passage of AB 2022, which will remove the S word from all public place names throughout California. This law will go into effect January 1st, 2023. State Assembly Member Ramos is the first California Indian to be elected to the California State Assembly. He is a lifelong resident of the San Manuel Indian Reservation in San Bernardino County. His district includes the cities of Highland, Loma Linda, Rancho Cucamonga, Redlands, and San Bernardino. Chimisenwi.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here.
I know you've been very busy during bill season. Share with our listeners your experience as the first California Indian Assembly member.
So as being the first legislator from California Indian Tribe, there's a lot of issues that still have gone unknown to many legislature and even here in the state of California to the California Indian people. So we work hard on raising the awareness, advocacy, culture, and adding our voice into an area that's been absent inside these chambers for over 170 years. So we tackle a lot of bills on tribal issues, but we also tackle a lot of bills for our district itself.
Can you share some of the bills that your office has been working on?
Certainly. Some of our bills that we've worked on specifically for Indian Country for the tribal communities, we're currently working on a bill, AB 1923, on government-to-government consultation. That bill is now on the Senate side, getting ready to be heard and voted on.
Can you share over the last 4 years the changes that you've seen occur and what still needs to occur?
I think representation matters. I mean, certainly to have, and people talk about COVID, during COVID, talking about vaccines and trying to get vaccines out to people in the state of California. And then hearing while we were in our caucus meetings that Native American women were resistant to take the vaccine. And people didn't understand why. And I said, well, you know, there was a sterilization policy inflicted upon Native American women here in the state of California as late as the 1970s. And no one even knew that. And so that started to bring to light a lot of the educational process that still needs to happen. A lot of the issues that Assemblywoman Christina Garcia, who chairs the Women's Caucus, we partnered on a lot of issues. And moving forward, the S word is one of those that we've actually partnered with to get that moving, as well as the feather alert. As a matter of fact, Senator Skinner is going to be presenting a jockeying on the Senate floor, the S word bill for us. So what truly is happening, and that's why representation matters, that's why we need more Native American people elected into these bodies, is because then you start to gain allies with the Women's Caucus, allies with the Latino Caucus, allies with constituents, right, that are in our communities, that start to see that these issues should have been addressed many years ago. AB 1703, the California Indian Education Act, moved off the Senate floor, so it's a step closer to the governor to getting signed. And what that bill will do is start to pave the way for the factual history, history that sometimes the state has not been so open to discuss, history that includes genocide and atrocities, because we need to make sure that that part of history is something that's being talked about and acknowledged rather than not acknowledging it and trying to move forward. So we continue to work on those issues. AB 1703 will be headed to the governor, so we could encourage those to write letters of support to get that bill signed. We've also worked on, and with yourself, Morningstar, testifying on AB 2022, the S word, making sure that derogatory names towards our Native American women is something that the state of California wouldn't stand for. And that bill is also ready to be heard on the Senate floor. We've also moved on a bill that calls for an alert system for missing and murdered Indigenous persons from tribal reservations and Indian communities. And we're calling it the Feather Alert, and it's AB 1314. And that bill also has been 28-8 to go straight to the Senate floor that will then be headed to the governor. That's just a snapshot of the bills that we continue to work on here for our people here in the state of California. But I would be remiss if I didn't mention here in this interview that we need more California Indian people elected into the state legislature and all bodies within the jurisdictions of the state of California to make sure our voice is being heard.
Much of the public isn't aware that there are over 95 public place names that still include the S word throughout California, that this is not a word that is respectful to Native American women, that, you know, even like you said, this is 2022 and we're still, you know, having to go and testify and say, you know, that this is a word that is not respectful, that it is demeaning, that it is, you know, not something that we want our children to have to experience in terms of, you know, the racial place names, you know, and how that affects our youth, how that continues to affect our communities. Can you speak on that?
Oh, definitely. I mean, yourself included testified on this bill, but we also had several youth come up from reservation Southern California, Saboba Reservation, San Manuel, and the youth were saying how derogatory it is towards them. And when you grow up on the Indian reservation, you face so many obstacles, but yet to have a derogatory name still hurled at you. And then with the historical trauma that you know happened within history, but still with the energy to look past those and move forward shows the resiliency and the strongness of our people. We're still here. We're sitting in the state legislature, and yeah, we're tackling these bills. And it's ironic that AB 2022, in the year 2022, we're dealing with derogatory names towards Native American women. Once this bill is signed into law, the state of California will come into parity with the federal government that already has called out federal place names to get removed. This will bring it full circle here in the state of California. I believe we could be one of the first states to implement this and come in parity with the federal government. And you would think that people would be open to get rid of this name, but we know that there's some that have dug in and are resistant to the name change itself. But now it takes a piece of a legislation to present that. And because we're sitting in the state legislature as a California Indian person, we will cherish and we will champion these types of bills to ensure that our ancestors and elders know that what they went through is not falling on deaf ears.
This is Morningstar Gelly. We have been speaking with Assemblymember James Ramos, representing the 40th District. Sisulayi, thank you so much to Assemblymember James Ramos for joining us. Hi, I am Morningstar Gelly, and you just heard an interview with Assemblyman James Ramos on the passage of AB 2022, which will remove the S word from all public place names throughout California. This law will go into effect January 1st, 2023. This was part of KPFA's 2022 Indigenous Peoples Day special, and you can listen to the full hour program here on KPFA's Area 94.1 website under KPFA Presents. Thank you for tuning in and taking the time to hear our stories told by the voices of our California Indian peoples that still exist and continue the struggle in the name of resistance and healing. Sisulayi. Music breaks by Kalina Lawrence and DJ Loot. Song, Don't Count Me Out, also featuring Desiree Hart.
Release my heart from grief and negligence. I guess I handle pain with elegance. But I'm screaming, when is enough enough? This can't be it. I'm losing grip, I'm giving up. Back in the day, this world took my innocence. It's like trauma means the same as indigenous. Historical, current, and the in-between. From age 3 all the way to age 18. Ward of the court, without a soul to trust. Whole families lost, then forced to readjust. Now 24, yes, my knees buckle. I must alleviate these red struggles. Addiction, poor health, jail, and suicide. These things are killing my people nationwide. Addiction, poor health, jail, and suicide. These things are killing my people, genocide.
No more surviving, it's time to fight.
It's time to fight.
If it's death, transfers into the physical. Pain still there, staying alive is a miracle. Used to the struggle, so I fought myself, giving people rebuttals when they offered to help. Trusted no one, stopped giving thanks for life. Creator shook me, truth is I almost died. Took tragedy for me to open up my eyes. Couldn't recognize abuse cause it was normalized. I am the sacred, took time to understand. My ancestors are with me, I'm held by the hands. I lost hope against the wall of my throat. My heart broke, couldn't be the story I wrote. Perpetuating violence, sacrifice my health, only down to break the silence when it helps someone else. Can I help the world before I help myself? The strength inside of me is truth of the self.
No more surviving, it's time to thrive. Beautiful beyond imagination.